Your brain is the best liar you've ever met. It's sneaky. It knows exactly how to make you believe your own excuses. Welcome to The Real, and today I'm going to start out this podcast by saying I'm Sally, and I'm addicted to making excuses. Okay, well, aren't we all? I guess let's admit we create more excuses than we want to admit, right? We say, it's not the right time. I need to finish one more thing first. I don't know how. I can't do that. I'm an introvert. I wouldn't like to do that. I'm not fit enough for that. I wouldn't be able to finish it. So on this latest episode of The Real, we are unpacking the top 10 addictions we face when it comes to having an untrained brain. And in business, we need to become aware of the self-sabotage we create with the silent but deadly mindset addictions. One of the secret addictions that we face every day is the addiction to excuses. Every one of those excuses sounds smart in the moment. They're responsible and we believe them, right? But could they be lies your untrained brain whispers that really sabotage your life? And what's crazy about you making excuses for yourself is that those little excuse whispers feel so good and we don't even notice. They give you that micro hit of relief of getting out of something, the same micro hit you get from nicotine or a shot of tequila. Well, maybe not, but it's a thought, right? So excuses are the emotional nicotine of entrepreneurship, a quick buzz of comfort that quickly poisons your future self. And in this episode, we talked about comfort as an addiction in the last episode. And excuses are a form of comfort, and we want a temporary out of a situation because it may be uncomfortable. We tell ourselves stories to avoid pain, to seek a little pleasure, to save energy, but every time we believe them, it's like a roadblock in your life. Each excuse just stops the flow of forward thinking or the natural flow of life. I've believed in every one of them. I've had the money excuse, the decision excuse, the control excuse, the fear of visibility excuse, the fear of rejection, and the classic old faithful procrastination excuse. Each one has its own flavor, but the addiction underneath is the same. It's not about a laziness, but maybe more about trying to stay comfortable, and we use excuses to help us be comfortable. It's about our untrained brain staying in protection mode. It's the first thought our brain can think of to get you out of a scary situation. And what's really crazy is that excuse is one sentence, either a thought in your brain or said to someone out loud, and we create an excuse and it works. And that's when we get the most relief, and we use this excuse over and over and over because it works for us. There's a funny story. Years ago when my kids were young, I told them the real life story of how I broke my arm. And throughout high school, my shoulder would dislocate occasionally. I know, kind of weird. But I said often that this was my bad arm. So anyway, when the boys were getting rambunctious with me wrestling and situations like that, I would yell out how it was hurting my bad arm. And, you know, it became a joke. I used this excuse often, and it became an excuse for a lot more situations until it became a family joke, right? I use this funny example to help you come to terms with the excuses you've been using over and over that your family and friends probably pick up on that you don't even realize. So let's kind of break down what an excuse actually is. And it's really just a thought in your brain that offers to protect your current self from discomfort. And it can do this at the expense of your future self-success. I know that's a lot, but like breaking it down into what it is, it kind of creates a little bit more of an understanding of how you're using it and you didn't even know. And it's not laziness. It's really an attempt to keep you comfortable, right? It's your brain's defense mechanism, the untrained brain's attempt to keeping things familiar, keeping them safe, and keeping them predictable. So there are stories that your untrained brain tells you so you don't have to feel something uncomfortable. And it makes a lot of sense, right? When we fear rejection, we say things like, I'll reach out when I feel more confident. Or, maybe you don't even say that when you'll feel more confident. You just say, I'll reach out later. So your fear of failure is, you know, now's just not the right time. I need to know more about the situation, right? And your fear of judgment could be, I'm still working on it. I just don't know what people would think if I did that. And your fear of disappointment, you might say, I'm not going to send my resume. They would never hire me, right? It's our brain's main job to avoid pain, seek pleasure, and conserve energy. And might I add that it's our untrained brain's job, right? Our primitive brain's job. My dog is underneath my desk right now and she's snoring really loud. So if you hear that, it's just not me. So anyway, that our brain's job is to avoid pain, right? If I don't try, I can't fail. So you don't join the exercise class, right? Or whatever your brain thinks will cause you pain. And our brain wants to seek pleasure, right? Scrolling through Facebook, reorganizing your emails feels better than rejection of getting on the phone and doing a sale. It's just so pleasurable to stay home in comfort, right, than to go to work. And number three, when we conserve energy, our brain just wants to do that so bad. Thinking hard or being vulnerable is exhausting, is what our brain will tell us. And it'll say, well, let's just do that tomorrow, right? You say to your friends or family that you're just too tired to go out and see them and do something, right? Or you can't make it to the family's Thanksgiving because of the long drive, right? That's why excuses feel logical. They give you a micro hit of relief. And when you make an excuse, you don't lie to the other people. You really lie to yourself. It erodes our self-trust. You said you'd do it, and you didn't, and now your brain can't believe your own words. So my absolute weakness, well, and I have a few, but one of them is the Lay's classic potato chips, you know, the plain ones in the yellow bag. So in the morning, my AM Sally, and I've kind of talked about her before, she can walk right by the bag and say, nope, not today. We're not going to have the chips. We're good. There's really not a hardness of temptation. But when my PM Sally comes around that bag of chips and she walks by and that very same bag, she suddenly makes deals with herself. It's like, it's so embarrassing how fast it happens. I can literally hear myself thinking, you ate great today, right? You're probably under calories, so you deserve a handful. It's fine. And all of that happens in like 3 seconds. It's just enough time for my hand to get into the bag and grab a handful. And it's just ridiculous. My PM Sally is doing this. And AM Sally is still in my head, right? Watching me like, are you seriously doing this right now, right in front of me? It's like the weirdest experience being aware of your own excuses while you're doing the thing you said you wouldn't do. It's very frustrating. And calling yourself out and understanding when this process happens is the first start to detox. And we'll talk a little bit about that later. But when your very own accountability breaks, your confidence follows. You don't just stop taking action. You stop believing in your ability to take positive action in your life, of controlling yourself around the bag of chips, right? It's the slow decay of self-trust. And once you lose that, like no planner or motivational podcast will fix it. And when you say something that you plan to do, it will go in one ear and out the other, just like you're standing in, you know, being the same person, your AM Sally and your PM Sally, you're the same person, right? But it'll just go right through you. You don't have accountability. And so when we're looking at that, I've been studying entrepreneurs for my whole life. I've been an entrepreneur and I've known that. But like for years, I've tried to study the thoughts and the processes of an entrepreneur and what they do. And what I've come to realize is that entrepreneurs make excuses at growth edges. So like right at the point of expansion. And I've been studying the top places and I've got 7 of them to kind of go through. And the first one, the biggest one here, is the decision excuse. So when people start in real estate, a new realtor might say she doesn't want to bother people, or she doesn't know enough information yet, and she doesn't want to sound salesy, right? And sometimes you'd say when you're trying to make decisions, it's like, I need to get everything organized first, or I need to apply for the LLC, then I'll create my company, or I need to save enough money and then I'll do the thing, right? They're all excuses that hold you back from taking action. you decide to believe in your excuse, and then it's valid. So you don't have to move to the job or do the next thing, or it helps you stay in believing the excuse, right? We avoid pain, we seek pleasure, and we conserve energy. That's what our brain wants to do. So the next one is the money excuse. This is where I've told myself this for years. I can't afford it right now, and I think everyone says that, right? I used this excuse when I was talking about a coaching program, the one I knew that could change my thinking. But if I'm being honest, it wasn't really a money issue. It was a trust issue. In fact, it took me 3 years to sign up for that program. And that coaching program, by the way, did change my life when I finally allowed myself to do it. What my excuse really meant for me was that I don't trust myself at the time to make the money back. I didn't believe in myself enough to follow through. And I knew that about myself, but yet I made excuses to just cover that up, right? It pushed me away from actually diving in and knowing my own abilities. And that's what the money excuse really is. It's the fear of your own ability to create results. It's not financial. It's really all emotional. And it feels so logical while it's quietly robbing your growth. I started slowly to have success, and this gave me more ability to trust myself. And I did eventually buy the course. And really, it did change my life. Number three is the time excuse. I tell my family, once things slow down, we'll take the trip. And guess what? Things never slowed down, and we never took enough trips. I really do blame a lot of that also on my kids being busy with sports, and I do catch myself saying that, but in reality, it was my excuses that got in the way. If I really wanted to do the trip and take the trip, we would have gone on the trip, period. And time excuses are priority lies. I know that now. They sound like you're protecting your schedule, but really you're protecting your comfort. And every time you do, you tell your brain that what matters most can wait. Another excuse we tell ourselves in real estate is, I don't have time to follow up with my leads. Now, we all know this isn't true, right? But somehow, when we say it to someone in the office or under our breath to ourselves, we believe it. But what if someone said that they would hand you $15,000 for following up with your leads? Would you do it? Of course, you would magically find time to call all your leads for $15,000. And it's not the time changed, right? Your priorities did. What matters changed to you. And here's one that I'm working on. The number four, the visibility fear. I'm not ready to post a video yet. I need to perfect my script. My hair needs to look better. I need to get that haircut first, right? I'm afraid people won't like me is really maybe the end result of that fear. But entrepreneurs love to hide behind productivity that doesn't require vulnerability, right? We love to learn new tech tools. We update our websites. We make Canva templates. They're all valid, right? We've got to do those things, but also safe. This is me right now. I'm going to say it here first that I will schedule to get some videos out there. And I do need coaching on this. I need accountability on this. And I know myself. And I do make excuses. So that's one of them that I'm working on is my visibility fear. Probably why I created podcasts, because it's easier to just talk online here than to get myself on camera. But I'm going to get there. Number five, the control excuse. Oh my gosh, I've said this so many times. When everything's ready, then we're going to go all in, right? I told myself this while we were building the new Real Pros real estate office. I'll start promoting when it's done. I'll focus when everything's perfect. We'll make that great video, right? But waiting for perfect controls the conditions, and it disguises the whole reason. It's the excuse illusion that certainty has to come before commitment, and it's, you know, the truth is you can create certainty throughout the process. People love also, and I need to tell myself this, they love not perfect, right? Don't we love to watch videos that are just a little bit funny or a little bit off? They're not perfect, right? And so letting go of control and being vulnerable is where people need to kind of dive in, and where we're trying to at our office too, is to just not control so much, but just to live, right? The next excuse is called the rejection excuse. I'm just waiting to hear back before I follow up. What's the translation for this? I'm avoiding rejection. I remember a seller I put off calling because I didn't want to have that uncomfortable conversation. So I told myself I needed more time to think about how I needed to approach the situation. And that was a lie. I was thinking all right, all night, and all day. And I was thinking about how I was going to avoid the emotion of rejection. And in my early years of real estate, I would always think that the bad news I was delivering to client had something to do with me. You know, I knew it wasn't true, but I thought they wouldn't like me, right? I thought that the news that I gave them would cause them, you know, some anxiety and they'd yell at me. That was like the worst case scenario, right? Like I was the center of the bad news. And when I realized that nothing centered around me, and if they had bad thoughts about me, then, well, they had bad thoughts. And we know we can't control what other people think, right? So I now deliver news to clients as soon as possible. I don't even think about it. I just do it. Like it's a sentence. Like I'm just screenshotting something and giving it to them. I find myself doing that a lot, more and more and more. I just read off the paper. And in my experience, my job is to help the client understand the issues and help them come up with a plan as soon as possible. The last thing that my clients need are my emotional problems or me trying to come up with special, quiet, soft words to use, right? I'm not in the pool with them in this situation. And my excuses for avoiding this are just the huge realization that I need to move forward. One of the books I recommend with this type of excuse is Eat the Frog by Brian Tracy. I just love the image that pops in my head when the brain tries to make excuses to delay decision making and the frog pops up. So rejection excuses are protection from pain, discomfort, whatever. And every time we use them, we shrink our capacity for leadership. Number 7, this is the excuse to procrastinate. I've gotten better with procrastination over the years. Like I said in this last one, I try to do things right away, right? And procrastination sounds very logical. We say things like, I'll start it Monday. It's like, you know, a fresh new week. Why not? Or I'll start January 1st. Or I'll start my diet after Thanksgiving. Or I'll start after Christmas, right? I just need to get through this week first. That's one of them I say to myself. It's like, oh, I just need to get through this week. It's good. I got a lot of appointments and then I'll do the thing. And I think that procrastination is the brain's favorite trick. Gives you a hit of pride for planning, right? It's like, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing, right? Without the pain of acting on it right away. It keeps you thinking you're busy. You're so busy instead of brave. Procrastination comes into play for some of us like when we hoard things. We let things pile up. Tasks, clutter, emotions, because our untrained brain feels that it's like, I'll deal with it later. It feeds us this mantra like, it's okay, we're organized now, we're doing things now, and we're filled up, we're busy, we don't have enough time, right? And all of that avoidance fills your life with mental and physical garbage you don't need. It steals your peace, that simplicity of life that you have, and it helps you feel overwhelmed. And when you do feel overwhelmed, this could be the reason why. You're just like hoarding all these things that you're putting off. And every time you delay a decision, you block the feeling of completion. And there's so much satisfaction that comes with closing the loop on things. The longer you wait, the heavier it becomes. I mean, and don't we have that day too where we know we did a lot, we accomplished all the things, we kept taking action and action and action, and at the end of the day, we're like, yes, I feel so great. But every time you delay a decision, you block that feeling of completion, that satisfaction feeling. And the longer you wait on doing things, the heavier it all becomes, right? The small, simple choices you avoided start compounding until they turn into massive, overwhelming ones and problems. So in the end, procrastination doesn't just delay your progress, it buries it under the weight of everything you didn't deal with. Ugh, I had a gym bag that lived in my vehicle for months. Proof of my good intentions to work out with no follow through, right? every day I saw the bag, I told myself, I'll go. And the mornings, and my AM Sally said, yep, I'm going to do it. And just as that 3:30 time frame rolled around when my exercise class was starting at 4, I was just like, you know what? You worked really hard today. It's just not going to happen. And procrastination does that. It feeds your ego while it's starving your results. And the disappointment that I caused for myself every day that I didn't go just piled up like hoarder thoughts in my head. Where do these excuses come from? I guess every excuse starts right with a feeling that you don't want to feel, right? It's the thought that actually helps you keep guarded away from the feeling. Our fears, our uncertainty, our embarrassment, our rejection, the pressure, just whatever, you know? Our brain's job is simple: avoid pain, seek pleasure, and conserve energy. And excuses check all of these three boxes. They feel logical because your brain is protecting you. The micro hit, right, like I said, of relief comes at a huge cost, though. Over time, it creates the sense of you feeling maybe like you're lazy, but it's really not. It's just that you're addicted to avoidance by making excuses. And every time you take that hit, you trade your potential for temporary peace. When you make an excuse, you're not lying to anyone else, you're lying to yourself. And every time you say, later, I'm not doing it now, you're choosing a smaller version of yourself today. Not protecting yourself from failure, you're preventing your transformation. So let's ask ourselves, am I building my future self right now or betraying her? Here's your work for this week, guys, right? Here's all of our work. Stop fixing your excuses. Stop creating them. Just catch them, right? Awareness is the start, the detox. We need to notice them in real time. And sometimes we need to just write them down like it's a task. Every I can't, or I don't have time, or when things calm down, or I'll start Monday. You have to change them and see them for what they are. And when you catch one, say to yourself, it's not the truth. That's an excuse. So this week, listen closely, catch your excuses, feel the relief that they give you, and notice the power that they take away. And remind yourself, you've got work to do and your future self is waiting. If you think you want help training your brain, head over to Headquarters Coaching at coachingworks.net, schedule a free session to see what kind of progress we can make. And in one coaching session, we can get to the root of your thoughts so that you can feel lighter and ready to take your business to the next level. Thanks for listening. And if you liked this episode, please give a review and share with a friend. Talk to you soon.